This is Earth and Sky for Tuesday, April 20th. If you're out in the country on a clear, dark night, you might see a shooting star.
But if you're out in the country late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning, you might see about 15 shooting stars per hour or more in the annual Lyrid meteor shower.
A typical peak for the Lyrids is about 15 shooting stars an hour, or one every few minutes. The Lyrids tend to be swift meteors, and they're sometimes very bright. Many of these meteors leave persistent glowing trains behind them that might linger after the fiery shooting star has faded from view.
You might see some Lyrid meteors tonight, but the peak of the shower is Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Lyrid meteors encounter our atmosphere as bits of debris orbiting the sun. This debris was left behind by a comet. Comet Thatcher, seen from Earth only once in the year 1861.
The comet isn't due back for another 3 centuries, but you might see the comet's legacy in our sky tonight, or even better, tomorrow night, fiery bits of cometary debris known as the Lyrid meteor shower. By the way, the radiant point of this shower in the constellation Lyra also marks the direction of our sun's motion in its circuit around the galaxy.
More about what's called the apex of the sun's way tomorrow. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block N. Bird for Earth and Sky.